Hey, welcome to this great new podcast and vidcast, and this is called Tips from the Server Room. I'm your host, Jack, and I will be guiding you through a journey through your server room, as well as helping you out with tips and tricks along the way about how to take care of your servers, your network, and anything else technology. And even if you're one of those systems administrators that kind of got thrown into the business, I'll be there for you also. Let's talk first a little bit about my background here for this intro video and this audio podcast. I started in a tech business about 27 years ago. First, and very early on, doing technology work in the military. Next, I did like a lot of you guys out there and girls out there probably did. We built and sold computers. Then after that, I decided to start a little BBS or a bulletin board system in my house to actually allow people to gain access. And this is way before the internet was ever brought out to the public. So it allowed people to basically get online, and that was even before AOL started. So I had something, but I didn't quite know what it was. Once that happened, we moved up as the internet started to come available and people started talking about this new craze called the internet. I found a couple business partners and we launched an internet service, and we were the first in our county to do so. So we gained dial-up customers at a rapid pace. We were gaining dial-up customers at about 150 customers a month, and people weren't even sure then if they really even wanted it or needed the internet. Next, after that, I moved on and I became an IT director. I wanted to take my experience I had with the internet service, because I did all the server work there and all the firewall work and all the routers and everything else that we had to do for that business. I wanted to take that expanded knowledge and even grow it more. So I wanted to get into a school system. So I picked a private school system to apply to, and I got hired because of the Y2K scare. So you know that was a while ago. And does anybody out there remember the Y2K scare? It's when everybody was worried about the two digits on the dates, and they wanted to use a four-digit date. So we had to go through all the code and look for glitches and try to move them up and make sure nothing was going to crash over the big Y2K scare. With that said, I moved on from there after about 5 years getting some experience. I moved on from there into the public school system. I have now been in the public school system for the past 9 years. And I love the public school system. So if you ever get a chance to get work in a school in the IT field, do that. Because I touch everything, folks, from firewalls to writing code to working on the networks, wiring switches, putting in fiber optics, and of course, working on workstations. Plus, you have a lot of client interaction because you have students and faculty that you're dealing with each and every day. So it gives you a lot of hands-on ability to work with people. I also, just to put this out there to you guys and girls out there, if you need help with your network, I also do work as a consultant on the side. I have a couple businesses I work for privately on the side. And so if you need any consulting services, by all means, I'm available for you to do that. And I also do remote services. So if you ever need help with a server or anything in your network that you might not just understand, you can always get in touch with me and we can discuss that at a future date. So I used to listen to a podcast a while back, and it was some great guys that all worked in school systems, and they got together each week and they did a podcast. And this podcast was called Casting from the Server Room. And I looked up that domain recently and I found that they let the domain name go. And up until 2 months ago, we were still using scripts from their website. These scripts still work today on the servers, and I want to thank you guys out there, if you're listening to this podcast, of your abilities and your knowledge and for sharing that with all of us. I hope now with Tips from the Server Room, I can kind of carry on that legacy and bring this out. I've been a longtime podcaster and a longtime vidcaster. I have a lot of other shows out there on iTunes and tons of shows on YouTube. I've mainly been teaching photography and Windows Server 2008. So this is kind of a rollout for me to bring some more of my knowledge to the table to kind of share with everybody else, just like you guys did from Casting from the Server Room. I applaud you and thank you very much. And maybe I can get you on this show sometime. We can do a Skype call. We can do a live chat and get one of you guys on the show. That would be a great thing for me. And maybe if you have time, That would be great if you can request that or send me an email, let me know. Also, just to let you know, once this show gets going, I'm thinking of occasionally, I've done a lot of live broadcasting too. I don't know yet if I want this show to be a live cast each week. And I've been using VaughnLive.tv. I've also used Justin TV, and I've also used Ustream. So I'm kind of one of those guys that's dabbled in all of the streaming services. But what I hope to do with that is be able to get your feedback, get a chat room going, and see what's going on out there that you might need help with, or what's the general senses that people are going to need help with. And just maybe even get some Skype calls and get you guys and girls out there calling into the show so we can talk about things. Well, I just want to wrap this intro up by saying thank you so much for stopping by this podcast or vidcast and clicking on the subscribe link and downloading it just to see what I had to say. Hopefully you don't delete me. Hopefully you keep me in your subscribe list and you pull my shows down. You can also go to the website and you can get the shows from there, of course. It is tipsfromtheserverroom.com. Just go there and the shows are available there. You'll be able to see them and play them there if you wish to do so. So again, thank you so much for stopping by, and I will be seeing you soon with a new topic and a new show very soon, so subscribe and make sure you catch everything new that I post. I'll be talking to you soon. Bye for now from Tips from the Server Room. So long.